This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We have a great show for you today. A little later, we're going to break down the recent developments in the Massachusetts governor race, and then we will speak with Boston Public Schools Superintendent Brenda Caselius about the end of the school year. But first, there are some local moves in the world of criminal justice reform we want to talk about. This week, the Massachusetts Sheriff's Association announced that they would make the first 10 minutes of phone calls from county jails free every week and standardize the cost of each minute after to a maximum of 14 cents. Now, that comes after big news last week in Connecticut, when Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signed a law making all calls free for prisoners and their families, became the first state in the country to do so. There is a move here in Massachusetts to follow suit, and we want to talk about all that. So for more, we're joined first by Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins. He's also president of the Massachusetts Sheriff's Association. Sheriff Tompkins, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you so very much. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Now, a number of our listeners probably didn't know that it cost to make a phone call in the first place. You've now moved with other sheriffs to make the first 10 minutes of calls a week free. Why did you do that, and why 10 minutes?
You know, the COVID-19 experience really opened a lot of eyes on a lot of issues. And so we just felt that insofar as trying to keep families and communities connected, and we'd gotten a lot of discussion with community leaders, legislators, and others about the cost of telephone calls, we decided that the best or most prudent thing to do was to lower the cost, to make a number of the calls free, and then after that, there would be a 14-cent charge. And if folk are wondering why there's a 14-cent charge, it's because we have a telephone vendor that basically does all of our internal infrastructure to make the telephone calls externally possible. And so, as you know, with any business, they're not going to do it for free, but they did agree to work with us to drop the cost down pretty significantly, frankly.
And the money that you collect, is it geared? Do you calibrate it to just cover the costs of the fees from the phone service?
Well, by law, we have to use monies that come in from that for inmate benefits, inmate programming. And so whatever money's left over goes towards inmate benefits and inmate programming. Now, clearly, we're going to have to work with the legislators to see if, in fact, they will help us and give us some relief on that, because programming is crucially important. I mean, what is that saying? The idle mind is the devil's playground, and we would rather not have men and women just sitting around. We want them to do programming. We want to help them improve their station in life. But that costs money also. So we're going to have to talk to the legislators. And the legislators were also very insistent on the fact that we needed to reduce costs. And so we were able to work with a number of legislators to say, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And to this point, they seem to be pretty okay with that. We haven't gotten to that discussion about, are you folk going to help us out now with additional funding for programming? So we'll see where that goes.
There are two things I want to ask you based on what you just said. The first is, you can imagine that there would be those who would say people are already incarcerated. They can't earn money. They don't have jobs. Now they're being billed for being able to be in contact with their family. Any ethical concerns about having people pay and then using that money, basically the inmates not only paying to talk to their families, but having to pay for their own programming?
Well, I'm not sure if I understand your question. They're not paying for their own. Well, I guess in a certain respect, they are paying for the programming. Do I have an ethical problem with it? No, I don't have an ethical problem with it, because it costs money to do this. It costs money to have the telephone infrastructure made available so that they can reach their families and friends. And so that cost has to be paid somehow. Now, we have dropped the cost dramatically to make it a lot easier for them to make those calls. But at the end of the day, it does cost money to provide that service.
What do you think of Connecticut's move to make calls entirely free for all those who are incarcerated?
I think it's great. You know, if we could do it entirely free, we probably would here. And, you know, maybe that will come to fruition down the road. But anything that can be done to make the situation of people that are incarcerated better, I think that's a good thing, frankly. What I would like to see here in the Commonwealth, in addition to the reduction of cost in for telephone calls, is that legislators put more money on the street, so to speak, for more mental health and substance abuse beds, which we desperately need. So we're working with legislators to see how we can offer the best services to the people that are in our care and custody. But in response to your question about Connecticut, I think it's a fantastic thing.
So, you know, I do want to ask you, the population of people incarcerated in Massachusetts prisons and jails has been on a decline since 2011.
Yes.
There's a 2017 Mass Inc. study that found that correctional spending in the state, though, has increased $181 million over 5 years of that period. So are we allocating correctly now? Is there a way to free funds elsewhere that would pay for this kind of programming so the calls could be free like Connecticut's doing?
Yes. Don't send as many people to jail. And I don't mean to sound flippant, but we have far too many people in our custody that have a mental health issue or a substance abuse issue. And frankly, I don't think a lot of these people should be in jail, to tell you the God's honest truth. But if someone is mentally challenged or if they're trying to feed a substance abuse habit, and they're going to do something wrong, like, say, break the law, they wind up in jail. I'm not sure that that's the best place for them. In fact, let me take that back. I am sure that that's not the best place for them. Now, can we help them? Can we deal with their situation? Sure. On the county level, guys are with us for an average of 14 months, ladies an average of 9 months. So they're not going to be with us a very long time. But I go back to the fact that I think there needs to be more resources outside of an incarceration facility so that people can get the care that they need and not be incarcerated.
And that is Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins. Sheriff Tompkins, I appreciate you making some time for us. Thanks.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye now.
So we turn now to State Representative China Tyler. Tyler represents Roxbury, is chair of the Massachusetts Black and Latino Legislative Caucus, and is the sponsor of a bill that would follow Connecticut's lead and make all calls from Massachusetts prisons and jails free. Representative Tyler, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon.
So you just heard Sheriff Tompkins say that he thinks what Connecticut has done is fantastic. So do you see a clear path forward for passage of the bill that you're sponsoring here in the Commonwealth?
So, yes, as a former corrections employee, I was honored to dedicate my career helping inmates snare and release, secure housing, employment, and community support. And one of the most common concerns was that they did not feel supported while incarcerated. And ultimately, a lot of them led to reoffend. Now, we know that given their circumstances, the most efficient way incarcerated individuals are able to connect with their support systems is by telephone. So our correction system, by default, creates financial burdens by continuing to impose increased fees on families who are highly likely to be low income. So about this bill, to be specific, in 2017, I first filed this legislation in an effort to make telephone calls more feasible for those who are incarcerated in efforts to give them the support they need while they're on their journey to be rehabilitated. So House Bill 900 is an act relative to telephone services for all inmates and correctional services in all penal institutions in the Commonwealth would essentially eliminate the cost that incarcerated individuals are required to pay per minute for these telephone calls. This bill is
so the sheriffs, excuse me, I'm sorry, but I do have some questions I need to get in with you while we've got the time here. The sheriffs have taken a move here. Now, that's the jails. The sheriffs have taken a move to make the first 10 minutes free and cap, and there was variability before this, but to cap the minute-by-minute cost at 14 cents after that. Why is that not far enough? That seems like a chunk of a step in the right direction. Why is this bill necessary even after that move by the sheriffs?
Well, when we originally filed this legislation in 2017, our coalition knew exactly what we were asking and to whom we were asking it to. So as of this week, the 14 sheriffs that serve and protect our incarcerated population throughout the Commonwealth are now partners in this initiative towards equity. So we welcome their continued leadership on this issue and hope to enlist more support of this legislation and other policies that will help simply keep families together and keep and make sure that our Commonwealth is safe.
So, you know, we heard Sheriff Tompkins support the move in Connecticut. He's the head of an organization that obviously worked in partnership with you. There have been other sheriffs like Bristol County Sheriff Hodgson who have made the point, for example, to Commonwealth Magazine last year, The jail's a place of punishment and correction. Fees are part of the deal. If you don't want to pay the fees, don't be incarcerated. What is your response to that kind of criticism of this approach?
That's a good question. Well, when an individual is incarcerated, it not only changes their life immediately, it impacts their family and loved ones as well. And there are strong data that shows that the pandemic has greatly impacted the financial well-being of families throughout the Commonwealth, especially those experiencing incarceration. So with limited resources, communication, especially at this time and going forward, should be a right, not a privilege. And this legislation just simply is about keeping families together. In 2016 to 2018, State Auditor Suzanne Bump conducted a performance audit of certain activities of the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department. And one of the objectives of her audit was to see if the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department properly administered its revenue and its contracting process for goods and services. And the conclusion of that objective was that they did not do so. So in efforts to ensure that our correction systems are places of rehabilitation, which includes equitable communication contracts with telephone service providers, pushing to ensure free phone calls is an obvious step in the right direction.
Now, we don't obviously still have Suffolk County Sheriff Tompkins on the line to respond to those charges. I do want to note that. I think this is the other thing that I want to ask you, Representative Tyler. So Sheriff Tompkins talks about the fact that the revenues from phone calls go to supportive programming for inmates. Yeah. The bill that you're putting forward would take away those revenues and provide a benefit to the inmates. But then what steps do we need to take for the supportive services that were funded in the millions of dollars by the revenue from the phone calls? I mean, there's a math problem there. How do you solve that?
Yeah, so long story short, being incarcerated is expensive. And currently, incarcerated individuals are required to have money in their accounts to pay for anything from food to clothing to toiletries to sanitation products. And out of the same bank account, their same budget, they're also expected to fund their permanent cost of telephone calls. So with some correctional facilities across the Commonwealth charging as high as 40 cents at one point per minute for these calls, it becomes next to impossible for those incarcerated to ultimately stay connected to their support systems. So for me, as an individual outside of those walls, that would be almost a $500 a month cell phone bill. And that's just unrealistic. Their accounts go ahead.
So then in our remaining time, I'll invite you to finish the point you were going to make and then also just tell us what are the next steps on this legislation. Please go ahead.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So their accounts are often funded by occupations that they have while incarcerated, which only really generates from $5 to $35 a week. So typically the majority of their funds come from their family and network outside of the prison. So this legislation would ease a significant part of the financial burden on their families. And the bottom line is that we must stop the correction system from further deepening impoverishment of incarcerated individuals and their families. So, and as far as next steps you can take, I would definitely encourage you all to come to the legislature to share your piece and to share your thoughts and ideas and solutions on this issue topic. This bill is being currently considered before the House of Representatives and the Senate. It is House Bill 1900, and it is in the Judiciary Committee, and we look forward to hearing this this bill in the near future.
All right. State Representative Chyna Tyler represents Roxbury and is chair of the Massachusetts Black and Latino Legislative Caucus. Thanks, Representative, for being here.